Manuscript Releases, Volume 16, Numbers 1186 to 1235. M.R., Number 1209. Counsels to Our Call Porters Regarding Carefulness in Diet, Circular 1889. If you are a Bible doer as well as a Bible reader, you must understand from the scriptures that swine's flesh was prohibited by Jesus Christ enshrouded in the billowy cloud. This is not a test question. Directions have been given to families that such articles as butter and the eating largely of flesh meats is not the best for physical and mental health. Fruits and grains and vegetables would, if cooked properly and eaten in moderate quantities, be proper articles of diet. No eating should be allowed between our meals. I have eaten two meals each day for the last 25 years. I do not use butter myself, but some of my workers who sit at my table eat butter. They cannot take care of milk. It sours on the stomach. But they can take care of a small quantity of butter. We cannot regulate the diet question by making any rule. Some can eat beans and dried peas, but to me, this diet is painful. It is like poison. Some have appetites and taste for certain things and assimilate them well. Others have no appetite for these articles. So one rule cannot be made for everyone. You ask in regard to canvassers who travel and have to eat bread with swine's flesh in it. I see here a serious difficulty, but there is a remedy. Learn to make good, hygienic rolls and keep them with you. You can generally obtain hot milk, or at least a cup of hot water with milk, and this, with fruit or without fruit, will nourish the system. Many plans may be devised with some little tact and labor that many difficulties in the line of eating unwholesome food may be overcome. I advise every Sabbath-keeping canvasser to avoid meat eating, not because it is regarded as sin to eat meat, but because it is not healthful. The animal creation is groaning. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., August 7, 1986. Entire manuscript.